This is Teacher Talk, the MC Academy podcast, where you can listen to fun and authentic conversations with your favorite teachers. In this Zoom episode, we talk to Ollie all about movies. So get your pens and pencils ready, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode. All right, guys, here we are with episode 3. We've got Ollie today. Hey, Ollie, how's it going?
Hey, Harry, I'm good. Not bad at all. How about you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm great, thanks. So, Ollie, to start, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure, Harry. So I'm one of the English teachers, of course, at MC Academy. I normally do the kind of academic kind of classes, but I'm trying to do some more fun, interesting things as well. We don't always want to hear about IELTS, right?
Yeah, that's true.
When I'm not teaching, I like to do lots of things, really. For example, I once watched all of the Lord of the Rings films in one day with all the extras.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. Well, it's funny that you say that, because today we're going to talk about movies.
Oh, well, there you go. Perfect.
Yeah. So, would you say you're a bit of a movie fan?
Yeah, I think I'm not obsessed. You know, I'm not crazy like some people. I think some people, maybe they go on IMDb or they go on the forums and they like to do a bit of research. But for me, I think I just like a good movie, you know? How about you?
I thought we could. Yeah, I'm the same. I'm not super obsessed, but I really, really like movies. I was going to ask the first question, probably the most important. What is your all-time favorite movie? It's pretty difficult, but can you choose one?
Oh, man. Yeah, I think that is it, isn't it? Every time people ask that question, we always think, there's not just one.
Yeah. Right?
And I suppose for me, it kind of depends on the genre. So I have like one for each genre. That's kind of how I think about it. Yeah. But I think if we're going to go for like a modern classic, I think we've got to go for something like Inception.
Oh, yeah.
I think most of the people who are going to be listening to this, they probably feel the same. Maybe they've seen it already. Uh-huh. And I think a lot of people love it.
Yeah, it's a great film.
I think it's quite funny because it's one of those films where people either, when you talk to people and you ask them about it, they either say, I didn't understand it, or I loved it.
Yeah. It's a bit of a love and hate film, I think.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's literally people don't like it because they think it's a bit complicated or a bit overdone, right? Mm-hmm. But for me, I don't think that's a big problem. I think that makes a movie.
Yeah. I like to be
challenged
sometimes by what we watch.
Did you see Tenet recently?
No, I didn't actually, no, but I want to.
Yeah, me and my girlfriend got a chance to see it, luckily. And of course, that's another Christopher Nolan movie. I don't think it was as good as Inception, but it was pretty special. Yeah, it was very good.
Sounds like people are the same. They either love it or they don't understand it.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. Same mind-warping kind of movie, I guess. Yeah.
You mentioned it depends on the genre, but do you have a favorite kind of movie, favorite type?
Yeah, I like, I have a bit of a weird one, actually. I like sci-fi movies, so science fiction movies, but science fiction movies where there aren't aliens. Right. So movies like Interstellar or The Martian, movies where people are stuck in space or stuck on another planet, but there's no aliens involved. Because I think when you start to include the aliens, it starts to become all about the aliens. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think if you don't have aliens, it's more about the people and kind of the psychology of the situation.
Yeah. How about one of my favorite all-time sci-fi films is 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh, of course. Classic. Yes. And there's been lots of kind of, not adaptations, but references to that, hasn't there, over the last few years?
Yeah, for sure. Is that like the... I'm trying to think. I don't think it has aliens, right?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's all about the crazy computer, right? The AI.
Yeah.
What's it called again? Yeah, like 2B or whatever it's called. I can't remember.
Yeah, some, with a red light.
Some kind of machine. Yeah, exactly.
So maybe sci-fi is your favorite, but are there any kind of movies that you don't like?
Well, I'm going to say it's not that I don't like them. It's just I don't find time for them.
Yeah.
And that's foreign films. Oh. So, you know, international films. So I don't really watch many Spanish films or Italian or French. Yeah. And I think that's a bit of a pity. Maybe it's something that I need to get into a bit more.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't like reading subtitles or, you know, I've not got anything against French people or anything like that. I just don't seek them, I suppose.
Well,
yeah.
People might not know, but you lived in China for a year. How about Chinese?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've watched a few Chinese films, actually. There's definitely a few that I would recommend. There's a movie coming out maybe next year or a year after, perhaps, based on some books. It's like a adaptation from some books.
Oh.
And it's called The Three-Body Problem. And that's a sci-fi series of books that I read while I was in China.
Yeah.
I reckon they're going to make a bad job of it.
Okay.
And I think I think when they adapt it, they're going to lose a lot of the lovely characteristics of the book, unfortunately.
Well, that's kind of related to the questions I was going to ask you. Are there any movies that are better than the books that they are based on?
Ooh, well, that's tricky, isn't it? Yeah, I think that's a very subjective question, I think.
True.
If you're not somebody that's really into books particularly anyway, or maybe you're not very good at imagining things and you need a bit of kind of visual stimulus to help you.
Uh-huh.
I guess it kind of depends on that, but I don't think so. I don't think there really are. Like, I think Lord of the Rings is, you know, we mentioned it earlier. I think that's a good example of something that lives up to the books.
Almost as
good. Certainly the first trilogy.
Yeah. I think you're right. Depends on the person. If they like reading, then they're always going to say the book. But if they're not into reading, then
yeah,
going to the cinema.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you about the cinema, actually. Do you usually watch movies at home or in the cinema?
Well, I guess I'd like to watch them more in the cinema. Yeah. I think we all would, right? I guess it depends on kind of money and time.
Uh-huh.
But definitely watching, yeah, I watch quite a lot at home. I'd say it's probably like one every week or one every 2 weeks, something like that. And then maybe the cinema a few times a year, but I'd like to go more. How about you?
Yeah, I'm the same, really. I'd like to go more, but in the UK, it's a little bit expensive.
Yeah, sure. I remember when I was in China, the one of the great things about living in a big city in China is there's a cinema basically on every corner.
Oh, wow.
The buildings are so crammed together. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to find a cinema somewhere. And it was very cheap.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, there was always people playing on their phones in the cinema every time. There's always like, you know, just a bright light next to you with somebody texting, and it was a nightmare. And to add to that, the popcorn flavor is so strange. You know, they have like, of course, in the UK we have sweet and salty and sometimes butter, right?
Yeah.
But in China they have like their own version of sweet.
Okay.
It's like some other flavor.
That sounds funny. So you said you go maybe a couple of times a year. How do you think watching films at the cinema can make the film better?
Oh, well, I think it's all about the atmosphere, isn't it? That's the reason we go to the cinema, of course. If we're going to pay for that experience, then that's what it's for. So I suppose, you know, the screen size is kind of, you know, filling your view. The sound quality is normally pretty good because they blast it around the room.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I think just kind of the experience, like knowing that you're watching it with other people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've heard about that idea of laughing during movies. You know, we don't laugh when we sit by ourselves when we watch a movie.
Yeah.
And that's because it's like a social thing. We laugh because we kind of want other people to know that we like something. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've noticed, when you go to a cinema, even if something is not that funny, people tend to laugh. Yeah. Because it's kind of a collective experience.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I think that's part of it as well.
I think that's the most important thing. I think especially big, popular or event movies where everyone's talking about it, if you go to the cinema to watch it together with other people, it kind of feels like an experience as well.
Yeah. Did you hear, there was some news recently about I can't remember the name of the group, unfortunately, but it's a company that does cinema experiences where they get old movies and they have a stage in front of the screen, yeah, and they act out some of the scenes from the movie while it's happening in the movie.
Oh, wow.
Cool. And recently they got, I think the government gave them like a grant or some kind of like money to support the company during the pandemic. And everybody was quite angry because they thought, okay, well, if you're going to do it for this company, why aren't you doing it for the smaller independent cinemas, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, but I hadn't heard of it before. So the article kind of made me a little bit angry, but at the same time made me interested in finding out about this experience.
Maybe we can find it and put it on the worksheet.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. All right. So we don't have much more time, but I thought I could ask a couple more questions. You mentioned Christopher Nolan before, who's a really famous director, but do you have any more favorite directors?
Yeah, I guess like Steven Spielberg is obviously like, he just doesn't really make bad films, I think.
Yeah.
The name slipped me. Who made, Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Of course, like, again, he's a bit of a crazy guy and he's a terrible actor in his own movies. But I think when he makes movies, they're really like, they're a movie, aren't they? They're not like, you know, they're not just a short film or some kind of like piece of art. It's you can see the work that he's put into it.
Did you watch the last movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, was it called?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I wouldn't recommend it for everybody. Like, maybe my mum wouldn't be that interested.
Yeah.
I think, I enjoyed it. How about you?
Yeah, me too. Not his best, but it was better than, what was the last one? The Hateful Eight, I think that was the last one.
Ah, yeah, sure. You didn't like that?
I didn't really like that one. I don't know why.
I think it was quite slow, wasn't it? It wasn't very, like, action-packed, as it were.
Yeah. That's true.
Liked it. I think I like them all, but to be honest, I'm not the kind of person that criticizes movies very easily.
Oh, right.
I kind of like everything.
Yeah, that's nice. You're a positive guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. I thought the final question, maybe we could talk about movies and English. So do you think movies are a good way to learn English? Why should our students be watching films?
Sure. Like, I think it often gets bandied around on the internet that we should watch films and we should watch movies to kind of learn English. But I think the way that students go about doing that is not often very good. So people kind of think, okay, I'll put the subtitles on, I'll watch the movie, and I'll just kind of pay attention to the words I don't know, right?
Yeah.
But that's not systematic. There's no kind of like process involved in doing that. And I think when you're learning a language and you kind of want to actually keep it in your mind for a long time, you really want to remember it properly and kind of learn that skill, then you need to be doing it properly. So it might involve maybe trying it without the subtitles first and then with the subtitles, maybe pausing it, maybe thinking about, you know, the vocabulary that goes with a new word that you've learned, not just thinking, okay, I don't know that word.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's different ways of listening for English for movies. You know, you might be doing it to try and practice your listening fluency, or you might be doing it for your vocabulary, for example.
Yeah. So maybe trying to understand before you sit down why you're watching it and what you want to get out of it, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Give it a purpose.
Yeah. But also have fun, right?
Of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And of course.
We wouldn't be doing it otherwise, right?
Yeah. All right. And the final question. What was the last film you watched? Did you watch any films recently?
The last film I watched was, it was very weird, actually.
Yeah.
We were speaking about the fact that I don't watch foreign films, but it was a Korean film. It was a Korean film. I can't remember the name of it, unfortunately, but it was a film about zombies and a guy gets stuck in his apartment.
Right.
And it was kind of kooky and quirky. But I enjoyed it. It was nice.
Was it a horror then?
It was, but I think it wasn't particularly scary, really. There was maybe like two moments that made you jump and that was about it.
Right.
Really, it was more of a kind of a drama.
Yeah. I watched The Long Shot. Have you seen that?
I feel like I've heard of it, but that's quite I feel like the name is you know, a name that you could hear anywhere, I suppose. what is it about?
The movie I'd watch, it's like a rom-com, a romantic comedy, but it was actually pretty good. It was with Seth Rogen and...
Charlize Theron?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's like...
She's like she's trying to run for the president, and he's her speech writer, and they kind of form romantic relationship around that.
Okay,
my kind of
film, were you coerced into watching that one, or did you want to watch that?
A bit of both.
that has to happen sometimes, right?
All right, Ollie. Well, I think that's all we have time for. Thanks a lot for today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. See you later.
Okay, thanks for listening to episode 3. Make sure you answer the worksheet underneath the listening. You can email in the answers. And make sure you tune in to next week's episode of Teacher Talk.